This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums, and with me, as she is most Thursdays, is Jody Bezanoska, Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. Happy late October to you.
Happy late October. Happy almost Halloween.
That's right. Monday.
Monday's Halloween. Hooray. Costume contests everywhere, I hope. Is there going to be one here?
At the station?
At the station?
I don't know.
Do
you have one?
We have a pretty raucous costume competition at Walton Arts Center.
I would not want to be part of that because you've got all these creative types,
mm-hmm.
all these technical types.
Mm-hmm. And you have all this wonderful, and all these shows and different characters
yeah.
and costumes you could come up with. We're pretty impressive.
I don't think I could hang there.
No, it's fun. We have a good time. But right now we're focused on West Side Story, which is here in town. Mm-hmm. And we just heard from a couple of the cast members
right.
who I am hearing from the buzz in the community do a fantastic job. And I'm hearing really good things about the show. I haven't seen it yet. I hope to this weekend. But that runs tonight at 7 p.m., tomorrow, Friday at 8, on Saturday at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., and on Sunday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then on Monday, on Halloween,
mm-hmm.
I believe Schola Cantorum from the university will be doing a Halloween concert at Walton Arts Center.
Ooh, I wonder what will be included in that program.
I don't know.
Carmen Burana?
Yeah, probably.
That would be nice.
That would be fun. But that's Monday evening. And then Tuesday evening, first day of November, we will switch gears and we will go to enjoying the Munich Symphony, playing Mozart's Requiem. And going to be a wonderful, wonderful classic night of symphonic music. And, of course, the Mozart's Requiem has a big choir. So it's that big symphonic sound, and it's going to be fantastic. So that's Tuesday. Then a day off, and then on the 3rd, which is a Thursday, we will have our scotch tasting.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have like 6 or 7 different scotch and whiskeys for you to sample. This is the first in a series of events leading up to the Art of Wine Festival in June of 2012. And these events are all fundraisers, of course. So these help us raise money to fund our education programs and our wonderful low-cost programs like the 10x10 Art Series and all of that. So if you like scotch and you like to support the arts, perfect thing to do on a Thursday evening. That'll be at about 6 o'clock on Thursday. That's at 3 p.m. And then on Saturday, we've discussed how busy Saturday is going to be for us, but we'll have at 10 a.m., we'll have a performance of Alice in Wonderland.
Right.
And then we'll flip the stage over quickly, and we will have an 8 p.m. performance of The Importance of Being Earnest.
I will be there.
And it is going to be fun. We had a great countdown conversation at the library last weekend with
David.
Professor Jolliffe from the university, and we talked about all kinds of things related to Oscar Wilde and the play. And we talked a little bit about why. You know, why does this play get done so much? And in some cases, it has all these literary connections. You know, it's Oscar Wilde, and it's a comedy of manners, and it's a commentary on society, blah, blah, blah. But then basically what David came down to, he's like, it's just really funny.
Mm.
The characters are just really funny. They have some really sharp witticisms in there that they go by so quickly, and you go, wait, that was really, really, really funny, and oh, gosh, this is funny, too, and it's going to be a riot. So that's at 8 p.m., on Saturday the 5th, we will have a 7 p.m. creative conversation prior to the show with some members of the company, which will be fun. That's a standard thing that we do on our 10x10 art series. And the best thing about The Importance of Being Earnest is that the tickets are only $10 a piece. Then on Sunday, we will travel up the highway a little bit and go up to Springdale High School, where we'll have a 2 p.m. performance of The Knuffle Bunny, a kid's show. This is a touring show created by the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And then the following week, we'll have a lot of stuff going on for schools in our hall, not a lot of things for the public, lots of school classroom shows and workshops and things. And so our next public performance is on the 12th of October.
November.
November. Mm-hmm. And that is Harold and the Purple Crayon at 2 o'clock on that Saturday. Wonderful, wonderful kids show that is dance-based. So Harold and the Purple Crayon is a book for very young kids, and the play and the show introduces dance to those very young kids, and it's just going to be wonderful. That's at 2 p.m. on the 12th. And then at 8 p.m. on the 12th, we will have Hubbard Street, which is the dance company doing Harold and the Purple Crayon. They will be doing a repertory performance, which basically means performances from their stock of dances. But they will be doing that in Star Theater.
Oh,
so it will be very up and close and personal.
Have you
and
had Dance in Star Theater before?
Not in the time that I've been here.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to it because it's a different experience to watch dance when it's right in front of your face. It's I've seen, you know, if you've gone in and observed a rehearsal, mm-hmm. or if you've been like in Tulsa, they have a smaller hall where they do dance. It's different because you're close. You know, it removes a layer of something from the experience.
I don't know if dancers would appreciate this analogy, but it's much like magic mm-hmm. in a big hall or up close.
Yes.
It's even that much more impressive
yep.
when you're looking right at it and you can't understand how these people are able to do it.
How they can do it and make it look so effortless. So we're excited about that. And that is, again, that's Saturday the 12th. And then Sunday the 13th, the University Fall Choral Showcase will be going on. And then on the 14th, I imagine we'll be all taking a deep breath and cleaning up everything and getting ready for Rock of Ages.
Oh, yeah.
Starting on the 15th, which is a Tuesday, and running through that weekend. A full week's performances, 8 performances.
WaltonArtsCenter.org.
Or 443-5600. Or come down to us and visit us at the box office. Parking is free until 2 o'clock. And we have a lovely exhibition up in our gallery, mm-hmm. which is also free and open to the public. So we'd love to see you come down.
Jody, thank you as always.
Thank you
as always.
Thank you.